Former Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn is calling on the Gates Foundation to divest from fossil fuels. In 2013, the organization had $1.4 billion in oil and coal companies. That's according to the Guardian newspaper. During McGinn's tenure as mayor of Seattle, he committed the city to divest its operating funds from fossil fuels. I asked him why he's now targeting the world's largest charitable foundation.
They're a leader. And, you know, it's not just the Gates Foundation. What we have seen is that philanthropies, the Rockefeller Fund, which was founded with oil money, colleges, you know, the University of Washington has divested from coal. The city of Seattle has been joined by, you know, a couple of dozen other cities. What we see is that this is a movement, and it's the weight of those voices. It is, in fact, that the Gates Foundation is a leader, which is why it's important that they should divest, because when their voice is heard, you know, along with other institutions, that can help change the dialogue so that we can start taking the actions we really need to change the trajectory we're on.
But also, just to be clear, divestment doesn't actually hurt fossil fuel companies. I mean, another investor will come along and buy the stock that the Gates Foundation might divest from. So what's the point, ultimately?
Well, you could have said the same thing about South Africa. But the South African divestment movement was credited by Nelson Mandela and others with being critical to changing world opinion and thereby changing what South Africa did. The fossil fuel divestment movement is the, you know, fastest growing divestment movement. And in fact, we now hear the oil companies arguing that we should pay no attention to the movement. So, you know, it's working.
Well, the Financial Times reported recently that Bill Gates committed $2 billion to renewable technologies. Isn't it just as important to focus on those kinds of solutions, to focus on renewable energy?
It is absolutely important to focus on new energy sources, renewable energy, as well as conservation and how we live. But it's like driving a car. You can't shove down the accelerator while you're shoving down the brake at the same time. We have a choice we face. And one path is, in fact, renewables and conservation and moving towards low carbon use. And the other path is drilling and, you know, in further and further places and putting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And you really have to choose which path you're on. You can't be on both.
It is also possible, though, and I hear you, you're talking about this as a long game and building a movement over time to divest from fossil fuels, but it's also a potential risk for the Gates Foundation, right? If they politicize their portfolio, that could mean losing money on investments, which may mean less money for global health overall. So why is it worth that risk?
Well, they would have saved themselves a lot of money if over the last 5 or 10 years they had not been in fossil fuels. It's in fact been a very bad investment over the last 5 to 10 years and is likely to get worse because of the success of renewables and because you're going to see, you know, if the world comes to its senses, you know, the types of regulations and restrictions on drilling and the use of coal and the use of oil that will make those really bad investments.
I understand that the campaign that you're working with is going to gather outside the Gates Foundation every day until leaders there agree to divest from fossil fuel companies. Are you going to be out there as well?
I'm sure I will join in at some point. My main goal here has been to help out 350 Seattle and the other 23 local organizations that have joined the cause so far, and we expect more. And yeah, they're just going to be raising a dialogue and leafleting outside of the Gates Foundation and talking to people about change. And it's that dialogue that's important too. You know, it's not just the Gates Foundation that needs to take this action by any means. Individuals, businesses, civic institutions can all choose to divest. In fact, over $50 billion already has been divested. So it's really, it's not just about the Gates Foundation. Although if they made this decision, it would have a huge impact on world opinion. It's really about a movement and many people joining in to make this commitment.
Former Seattle Mayor Mike McGinn is leading the local campaign to ask the Gates Foundation to divest from fossil fuel companies. We reached out to the Gates Foundation for comment. They told The Guardian that its trust is independently managed and does not comment on its holdings, strategies, or investment decisions.